Watching TV has changed over time. Streaming has become the new norm. That's why Golden State Media Concepts Television Podcast dives headfirst to the world of cord cutting. Want to be on the loop of what's hot in Netflix? Or if it's not a preference, what about original shows in Hulu? We've got you covered. Join us as we fill in the blanks and talk about movies to stream and what show you should be binging. This is the Golden State Media Concepts Television Podcast.
Welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Television Podcast. Today I have with me
Jordan,
Giles, and Rubina. Sorry, Jordan, just cutting you off.
It's okay.
And as always, I am Shay Northrup. So today we are going to talk to you guys a little bit about The Simpsons 600th episode.
Wow.
The new South Park season, a little bit of a follow-up from the last episode. The fall lineup, Voodoo, and Pokemon Generations. But before we get started, I kind of wanted to break the ice a little bit. Last week we talked a little bit about like shows that we hated. Let's talk about one that we like.
So okay.
Let's go around the table.
This one's actually kind of tougher for me. I'm going to go last so I just have time to develop this.
I said I liked Quantico in the last episode, so this time I will pick Scandal.
It's Scandal? Like
Scandal with Kerry Washington.
Scandalous. Tell me more about this show.
So basically, it's she was the PR to help get the president elected. She was part of his campaign, and he actually won for president. And then in the end, there ended up having like an affair, and he's married with kids. But they have to do all of the stuff just in the name of politics. So she's kind of like with a married man, and the wife knows, and they're just doing the best they can.
That definitely does sound like a scandal. Like, why do you like this show?
It's scandalous. Shonda Rhimes is the writer for Scandal, and she also wrote How to Get Away with Murder. And I believe she writes Grey's Anatomy too, but I'll have to double check on that. But she's an amazing writer. And I find that I always like all of her television series, and Scandal is not a letdown. Yeah, and there's like murder involved too.
Ooh, sweetens the pot.
Yeah.
Do you ever watch House of Cards?
I actually started watching that.
Do you like it?
When I was dating my husband, we watched it. I only watched like one season. I think he carried on, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
understand. Have you watched Homeland?
No, I haven't. I've heard a little bit about it.
So that's your type of thing, kind of like the action, the FBI terrorist.
I sound like that. Yeah, like FBI terrorist action. Yeah, I like the action. I like romance, and then I liked the suspense.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
How about you, Jordan?
Okay. This is really hard. I love TV. I mean, I could say something like Rick and Morty, of course. I mean, who doesn't at this point?
But Rick and Morty is the best.
I will talk about what I have just gotten into, and I can't believe it's taken me this long, and that would be Mr. Robot.
Oh, please tell me a little bit about that. Didn't that just win an Emmy?
It did. The head actor just won an Emmy, and it was the first non-white Best Actor Emmy, I believe.
Really?
It was won in, like, years. I think 18 or so. It's a ridiculous amount of years, and it was a fantastic show. It really is, and I can't wait. It's one of those things where you feel like it's so, like, it was such a nice payoff. Like, that part was so good that season two can't possibly follow up, you know?
Right.
Like, whenever a show just kind of, you know, pulls all the triggers on season one, you're like, okay, well, you know, it was as if it didn't mean to have a season two. But it stayed throughout. Surprising. It's really captivating. I love the cinematography. It's really well written, and I think the lighting, while it shows the world being dreary and gray, much like a lot of, you know, darker themed shows like horror shows, you know, it really does kind of manage to pull in some kind of color to it. You know what I mean?
Cool.
Like accentuation. I'm just a big fan of it. I'm trying to think of something I don't like about it right now. The openings are fun. It's fun to see the inner monologue, and really just it's something that feels like it's in the 80s because it has this, you know, it's a hacker vibe, and we've kind of left hacking after the 80s, I think, for the most part.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that.
As far as mainstream goes, you remember back at the movies where you'd have to play a game of Pac-Man, and that's how you hacked into the government?
Oh,
and,
God.
You know, you had to write down the secret password, 110 football.
Have you ever seen the movie Hackers? Came out in the 90s.
Yeah, that's the epitome of just terrible hacking movies, right?
Yeah, no, and you watch them and you're just like, if you know anything about computers, and I know a thing or two about computers, I've built
a
few. I don't,
but I know enough to know those.
Yeah, Jonathan and I run a technology show, and oh my gosh, like in most movies, until more recently, most movies that involve hacking, it's like the silliest thing. Like they play a game of Snake to hack into like government stuff.
Yeah, it's things like that are just really bizarre things where there's like a picture of a guy's face and it's like, oh, we've been hacked. That's a hack face.
One of my favorite things is from Jurassic Park when like they try to get into what's his name's network, and it's like his little face pops up and is like,
Can I tell you one of my favorites along that same line is Lawnmower Man. Have you seen Lawnmower Man?
Yes, I have.
Where he gets into the internet, and because he's able to get through the internet, he's able to like affect objects that aren't necessarily connected to like any internet. Like, I can open this refrigerator door because of my hacking skills. I can turn on the vacuum cleaner. And it was just a lot of those kind of like, we thought hacking was basically magic and we can do anything. I think that's kind of what Mr. Robot, it kind of has a foot like planted firmly in reality.
Right.
But I still, what comes to mind are those ridiculous 80s things because I haven't seen something with the subject of hacking that wasn't completely cheesy.
Sure.
When we realized there was no magic in hacking, we stopped really
caring
focusing
about
it. Yeah.
That's true. As a show for me, I know you said in a previous episode how much you hate Star Trek, but one that I'm watching currently, and, mm-hmm. and don't crucify me, audience, because I'm about to say something that the fans all hate. I'm watching Star Trek Voyager currently, and most fans hate that season of Star Trek, but it has...
Why do they hate it?
Oh my gosh. I'm going to open this up. Uh-huh. So the thing about Star Trek Voyager is they had a lot of potential with it.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of being focused on like where Earth is and the quadrant that's all in there, they get shipped off like way out in space, and it's going to take about 70 years for them to get back to Earth, even mm-hmm. with warp capabilities.
Okay.
And so they opened up this whole new idea. Like, so we're in this completely different part of space. You could have all these different aliens. You could have all these different things that happen. But it stays pretty safe, and it's pretty episodic. And because of that, there are a lot of really bad episodes and really slow episodes. But along with the really bad episodes, there are some really, really good ones. And when you do watch a really good episode, it makes up for the really bad ones. So, mm-hmm. like, the way that you could kind of describe it is, like, if you want to talk about the seasons of Star Trek or the different series, like, Star Trek, the original Star Trek, kind of fluctuated from like fours to the max of like a seven as far as like how good the episodes were.
You know, this is not doing anything for me because I never officially got into the Star yeah. Trek shows. Like
I never watched it either.
I have nothing
curious.
Against it. Like,
right. It's yeah. an acquired taste. Like, you have to really love Star, like sci-fi to like Star Trek. Like, it's definitely not everyone's cup of tea.
And, you know, I'm sure, like, some of those episodes were, like, the foundation for a lot of tropes that we still use
oh, yeah.
and love today. I get that. It's just that I never could. I like Twilight Zone a lot. If we're going to talk about classic shows that were weird sci-fi twists, I know those are two different breeds.
I feel like if you tried, like, Deep Space Nine or The Next Generation after season three, you would probably like Star Trek.
Like, you could be, like, saying real science words that I don't know right now.
Right.
So be like, all right, yeah, but I'm willing to give it a chance. Like,
we should,
you want to bring
should
it
sit
over.
Down and check it out sometime.
Yeah.
Like, because Deep Space Nine was constantly pretty good, and then The Next Generation's, you know, consistent sevens. But, like, Voyager goes down from, like, episodes that I would give, like, a three to episodes that I would give, like, a nine.
Okay.
So, like, there's quite a range. Like, what I'm just trying to say is, like, there's not a lot of consistency, but, like, the characters are really good, and some of the episodes are really good. And then you get episodes where they turn into salamanders, and, yeah.
And Star Trek, right?
That's... Yeah. One of the worst episodes is called the Salamander episode, and I actually went out of my way to, like, watch it.
Really
even
bad.
Though it's, like, for the... Oh, dude.
Is like, it just, like, 30 minutes of them being salamanders?
Well, so, like, what happens, and spoilers... Just letting you guys know. So what happens in this episode is the pilot figures out that he can go to warp 10. So, like, they could only ever get up to warp 9 before. But he's like, no, we can push warp 10. It'll get us home faster.
I'm already shaking right now.
So he gets to warp 10. It's basically light speed in Star Wars.
Okay.
If that helps. And so he gets to warp 10 and starts slowly reverting to being a salamander. So apparently once you reach warp 10, you can exist in every place in time and space all simultaneously because you've reached the speed. And then they get him back, and he's slowly turning into like a salamander man. Then he kidnaps the captain, and they find them on an island as like on a planet as these slug monsters. And they bring him back, and then they bring him back to their normal human form. That's not the weird part.
Every part of this sounds like every sci-fi show that I don't watch.
The weird part is that, like, as they're on the doctor's bed, she turns to the pilot and's like, you know, I didn't think I'd ever have children, and definitely not with you. So they basically had slug babies.
What?
Together. It was the weirdest thing.
I'm not a fan. I don't watch it.
No, but there are like episodes that are really good alongside that garbage. That. No, it's funny because like the director himself, one says he doesn't remember writing it. So he was probably under the influence of something.
Yeah, kind of like Zardoz. Have you seen Zardoz?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's along the same vein.
he said he doesn't remember writing it. And he's like, I am the writer of some of the best Star Trek episodes. And the worst Star Trek episode.
So at least he knows, right?
Yeah.
He knows. Everybody knows. It's garbage. So we are coming up on a break. When we get back, we're going to talk to you guys about something a little bit more interesting than that. We're going to talk to you guys about the new Pokemon Generations series, amongst a few other things.
And the South Park. Can't forget about the
South Park. Simpsons, and the fall lineup. So stick around.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Jordan Giles, and we just talked about a very long rant on Star Trek, along with Mr. Robot and some Quantico, too, and some Scandal.
Scandal.
Yeah, yeah. So right now we're going to be talking about, you know, some real news here. This is The Simpsons, the 600th episode, also happened. Yeah, it's the most serious news I've talked about all day. It also happens to be the next Treehouse of Horror, featuring things like a Hunger Games and a dystopian theme all around. So,
yeah. Now, isn't the Treehouse of Horror series of The Simpsons kind of like their non-canon episodes?
Yes, those are the ones that they're the one-off every Halloween. They tell three stories, and they're usually like parodying. Like they had the Shining one, and they had, you know, they basically make fun of movies of the time or just funny scenarios. So it's nice little three-part story just to take a break from all the very grueling, gritty drama that's in The Simpsons regularly. You know,
so hard to follow, right?
It's sometimes you just need to laugh, and I think that's what this is supposed to be. You know, Treehouse of Horror.
Are you guys big fans of The Simpsons?
I grew up with it.
I grew up watching it.
I grew up and I watched it daily. I watched it religiously. Every day I'd come home from school and I'd see it. And it just became that show. And while I don't really watch it as much now, I still try my best because, you know, it's a childhood thing. It gives you nostalgia and it's still pretty funny sometimes.
It's just one of those shows where you can just turn on and just sit down and enjoy.
Thank you, Ravina.
Don't need to watch every episode or... You know, and it's like a kind of a family show, I guess.
Just turn off your brain.
Yeah. And it's like mindless. You're not going to be thinking about it later. It's just in the moment.
I guess I'm kind of the odd man out in this situation. I've never really been too interested in The Simpsons, to be perfectly honest. I watched one or two episodes here and there, but it really wasn't my cup of tea.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. Like, it's just, I feel like nowadays I would probably appreciate it more, but when I was growing up, it just kind of wasn't something I found all that funny.
You know, you're wrong, first of all. Second, it was something that growing up, it was better than ever. It was something because it was a show that kind of you could watch as a kid and at the same time an adult can watch it and have fun.
Right.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch SpongeBob with the parents. Well, I couldn't watch Simpsons either, but I could still watch it with older, like, family members. You
right.
know? And it was nice. It was nice to be able to bond on a cartoon that occasionally says, you know, a curse word.
I know. When I was watching it when I was younger, I'd be like, oh, they just swore. Like, oh, my God.
It felt good. It felt empowering.
Like, yeah. It'd be like, okay, I'm on to something here. You know, in reality, it's like nothing, but
I'm like shaking my head like that's ridiculous. But I guess I can see where you're coming from
when you're little. Right. And you're like, wow, this is like a big kid show.
Yeah, it's
I suppose. I don't know. I liked a lot of the political episodes, like whenever they do a presidential election.
Yeah,
one,
I remember
I
watching
those.
When they were like Donald Trump running for president. And that was like years ago.
Yeah, well, he's run a few times.
Yeah, you guys just broke the news to me. I'm Canadian, by the way, guys, so I'm just getting used to all this American politics.
How does it feel like not being in America and hearing things about Trump and stuff?
Yeah, I'm very curious about that myself. I know it's not necessarily
you know
TV
what?
News, but
actually, yeah, just Canadians talk a lot about American politics. Like, I remember when Obama was getting elected, everybody showed up to high school with wearing Obama t-shirts.
I believe it, yeah.
We had Obama posters. It's like, well, we're not even involved. But we acted like, because there's nothing happening with Canadian politics, so everybody's like, what's going on in the U.S.?
Oh. You guys don't, like, fight about, like, who's in parliament or anything like that?
Oh, my God. No. Our new prime minister is, like, pretty cute and nice, so.
I like that guy. Justin Trudeau?
Yeah.
God, he's such a cool dude. He is.
Yeah.
Just the amount of times he can apologize is really neat.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. You've done nothing wrong. That's where you're from.
So on other news, a show that I actually did follow a little bit more, I guess this goes to tell you my taste. South Park is releasing their 20th, what is it, 20th season?
20 yes. seasons?
Yeah, this is their 20th season.
That's crazy.
And we talked about it a little bit last week and how it, like uh-huh. some of the controversy behind like the national anthem thing and
yeah.
all of that good stuff. But I actually watched an episode. So like there's only one episode out from the 20th season right now. And I didn't really think it was all as controversial as I think everybody was kind of making it out to be. Like, I feel like this is almost a little tame for South Park. What do you think?
I don't know about... I think that they're definitely going in a different direction since PC Principle, and they decided to make everything canon and serialize South Park. But I'm really enjoying it. It's been fun. I think the thing about South Park is the show really has evolved.
Yes,
and while
it has.
A lot of shows go on and then season one was stronger, season two was strong, and it starts breaking off. South Park just keeps making itself better.
Well,
and better,
it's a lot smarter nowadays. Because when yeah. it first started, it was just kind of like mindless, stupid humor. But now, like, there's a lot of really good political and...
It wasn't going like, for satire back then. It wasn't yeah, now, going for the witty, like, wow, that's a really good thought. I've never thought of things like that.
Yeah,
South Park.
Now it is. And it's kind of nice. I like that they're having J.J. Abrams revamp the national anthem. Because the more and more I think about it, the less and less I like that J.J. Abrams revamps everything.
I loved it. I love what J.J. Abrams does. I love what he did on the show.
I like what he did on the show. I think it's funny, but, like, honestly, like, the member berries and everything, like, I feel like that's exactly what, like, the new Star Wars was and the new Star Trek was. It's just like, member! Member the Millennium Falcon? Like...
Yeah, no, I understand where you're coming from.
I'm kind of like...
You should talk like that for the rest of the show.
I'm kind of, like a little upset with how, like, nostalgic everything is right now. Like, we all have to just kind of like sit around and be nostalgic for us to enjoy anything, like mm-hmm. especially in cinema.
I understand where you're coming from. I this is unrelated, but it's still on the member berries. What I'm really excited about South Park, and I just realized when you said it, how they kind of make everything so how they're making everything serialized now, is that they have the weirdest concepts, and
yeah.
those things normally just fit into one episode. I'm really excited to see how member berries are in everything. I'm excited to see the next episode. I'm excited to see some explanations on something because it's kind of like you're taking already something that's silly, like in South Park.
Well,
like
it's like they're taking
crab people
nostalgia and turning it into a drug.
Yeah. Well,
and I like that concept.
And just the whole concept that just concepts that South Park creates, like when they do member berries, when they did crab people, when they do this and that. And it's just in the world of South Park, that's what it is. It's great to put those things under a microscope and be able to see, oh, member berries come from there. That's why they're member berries. That's why they're making them. And kind of take its own time, the pacing of it. Because South Park can be very funny on its own. They have very funny stories. But the things they create in it, you know?
Yeah.
That's I'm such a huge fan of this show, I got to say. I'm probably one of the things I'm most excited about coming out this fall.
And it looks like we are coming up on another break. When we get back, we're going to talk to you guys about Pokemon Generations and a few of the things that are coming up this fall.
All right.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Shay.
I'm Jordan.
And I'm Ravina.
And YouTube has presented a new Pokemon Generations animated series.
Wow.
You like Pokemon, right? Right, Jordan?
I think I liked Pokemon Go a lot, and I grew up with Pokemon, but I've kind of Pokemoned out a bit, you know? Pokemon Go really kind of hurt, like,
it made
got me
like,
sick of it. Yeah, it was like drinking 5 packs of Mountain Dew. Never want to do it again.
Really?
Well, I know with that update, it kind of threw everybody off the whole Pokemon Go craze.
Oh, yeah, where they've added and they've switched on. I liked it. It's not that I was hurt by it. Like, I just kind of got Pokemon'd out, you know? Like, well, this was a lot of fun. This reminds me of everything I loved. I'm good now. I'm good. Mm-hmm. My nostalgia, my member berries were eaten. I'm good to go.
Okay. Well, so there's a new series, so in case you wanted to eat any more member berries, it's kind of loosely based on the whole, 2013 movie Pokemon Origins, which is about, you know, it's based on the actual game instead of the actual show. So the show had kind of taken over what Pokemon had become, and even though, like, the games were slightly different. I don't know. You grew up playing them a bit, right, Jordan?
I played them, yeah. Did I loved the games growing up.
Did you watch Pokemon
growing
up? Yeah,
I used to watch Pokemon growing up, too, yeah.
Awesome. It's kind of one of those things that everyone in our generation kind of, like, knows about.
Mm-hmm.
At least vaguely, you know. So what this is supposed to do is it's supposed to look back at each generation of the Pokemon video game series and try to get you to know the Pokemon a little bit better and know the characters a little bit better. So this is, like, one of the first times it doesn't take place with Ash, which is kind of nice. And we watched the first episode. What did you think, Jordan?
I enjoyed it. It was fun. I liked how they didn't say they didn't say their names. They just sounded like animals.
Yeah.
Was Pikachu in it?
Yeah. Yeah, Pikachu was in it. He didn't say Pikachu.
He was my favorite.
He just made a squeaky mouse noise.
Aw, Pikachu.
Well, and it's kind of cool because you got to see, like, combat through the eyes of Pikachu in the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the combat wasn't just them doing attacks. Like, there was actually, like, physical fighting they had to do, too. Like,
I think growing up, like, if I was a kid, you know, if I'm 6 again or 10 again, and you put that Pokemon next to the one that I grew up with, I think I would have picked that one. I mean, it seemed more cool and action-y, you know? Not talking about love and friendship, which was a big theme in every Pokemon show.
Well, and I hate to say this, but it boils down to this. Like, a 5-minute short about Pokemon is much more tolerable than a 30-minute show.
Yeah. So they put all the good stuff just into, like,
they don't add all the filler.
Like the fluff.
A short little story is a lot more, I don't know, intriguing to me. The animation's a lot better, too. Like, I don't know how you guys follow animation, but the animation for Pokemon's a little bit cheap. The old Pokemon, like, it's very much that anime cheap. The only thing that moves is their mouth.
That Astro Boy style.
They have way better technology now, too, right, to use at their disposal.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, with animation, you still have to do a lot of drawing, like, even in the computer. Like, I mean, there is some technology that's kind of boosted it.
Engineers.
But it still takes just as much work, just as much time to do it. Like,
they say 10 seconds takes about a month.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, I met an engineering.
I think depending on the show, yeah, like South Park, they can do it all in an hour, right?
Really? Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the. Yeah, it depends on
like
the genre.
Like he was talking about Frozen. Like well, 10 yeah, seconds of
that's,
Frozen.
That's also Frozen is a 3D.
Yeah, that's a bit intense. They've got.
Oh, okay, never mind. Yeah, that's.
They've got to spend an hour working on the snow. I mean.
Right. Well, yeah. They like did all kinds of snow tests for that. I'm not like a huge Frozen fan, but
Frozen
I know like
fanatic.
I know like that kind of animation is a little bit more extreme than like, the stuff like anime does. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a lot more time has to go into that. I have a couple friends that are animation students and are going to school for animation and. Like, it is not as easy as, you know, people like to think it is. Like, it takes a lot of time.
Yeah. Are they still interested in it after going to school for it?
Oh, even more so. Some of them. Like some of them quit. But, you know, yeah. I've had a couple friends that went to school for animation, and they're gung-ho. Gung-ho about it. So.
You know, I've got to say, like, and I've never been that big into, like, noticing animation. I'll admire it if it's very noticeable, but I'm not someone who's got, like, an eye for it, you know? Mm-hmm. And, It looked like a fun thing. I guess I'm somebody if I'm like something animated, it'd be like Over the Garden Wall or, you know.
Yeah, no, I kind of like a little bit more cartoony like type stuff. Like I like a lot of like hand drawn looking kind of
like the old Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, more like
the old Mickey Mouse.
I like.
Yeah,
you know, like old 90s hand drawn,
like
kind of
Doug or
the darker stuff.
Cat Dog.
Doug is a good example. I'm thinking more like Aeon Flux or Spawn.
Okay. You're thinking of like HBO level animation.
Yeah. Right? And a lot of that is just like hand drawn and pretty cool. Like that's my kind of animation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really into the whole 3D thing.
Can we talk about before this wraps up? Can we talk about what we're excited about for the fall?
Actually, I'm glad that you brought that up. We have just enough time to do that. What are you excited about for the fall, Jordan?
Oh, God, everything. I'm so excited for all my shows to come back, like Bob's Burgers.
Yes.
We can all agree. That's going to be a lot of fun. What I'm really excited about, too, are some of these new shows that sound promising, like the one where it takes place in the DC universe and it's a comedy.
Yeah.
What is that? What is that called? I'm
not sure, but we'll figure out and
we'll talk about it next
episode.
Yeah, next time it comes out anyways. And Son of Zorn, that's something that I'm really interested in.
Cool. How about you?
I'm interested in How to Get Away with Murder. It's coming back. Also, there's this new series coming out on Netflix called 13 Reasons Why, based on the book, and I'm actually in that series.
Oh, cool.
So I'm super excited to see, watch it.
What's it about?
It's about this girl that commits suicide, and I didn't read the book yet, but there's a bunch of different characters that are tied into this process, but it was really fun being on set and watching everything and meeting the actors, so I'm really interested for this series.
Do you play like
a
detective?
No, I wasn't an extra. I had a line.
Oh, cool.
When you have a couple lines, it's considered principal. But
yeah.
So it was like a guest star.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That must have been a lot of fun to do.
It was a lot of fun, and I love Netflix series and Netflix original series, like Narcos
and
stuff like that. They're really good. So this is going to be a Netflix original series, so...
I personally, I've got a few things I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to Luke Cage.
I knew you were going to say Luke Cage.
Yeah. Well, I'm also looking forward to Z Nation Season 3. It's been launched. Well, have you seen any Z Nation?
I haven't given it a chance. No.
I'm going to sit you down and make you watch it because I don't think
you
will think
it's anything like iZombie?
Oh, God. No, it's not like that garbage.
Okay, because I'm not a fan of iZombie either.
No, this is like a legit... It's a legit series about zombies, but it's funny. Like... In kind of like a tongue-in-cheek kind of way. Like, it almost...
That already sounds like
self-aware.
I'm not going to like it.
Well, we'll see. We'll watch a couple episodes.
Funny like Zombieland or funny like a bad zombie movie?
Like, funny like it's bad and they intentionally know
it's bad. No. I don't like that Sharknado stuff.
Okay, then you're going to hate it.
I'm not a big fan of the things where, like, look how corny it is. It's like showing that you can not try so hard.
Well, the thing is that they actually try, but there are definitely some weird, corny, quirky things they throw in every now and then.
Okay, I'll give it a chance. I'd like to stay open-minded, but...
I'm very excited for it. I know I'm really excited for BoJack, but I don't think that comes out until next summer.
Yeah, no, that's already... That's passed for so far. We got great episodes, though.
Right. No, I watched them, and we actually talked about them on the show, but... you know, I'm just excited for next season.
Can I tell you a show that I heard of, or at least I saw, and I'm kind of interested to see where it goes. It's got Kristen Bell in it, and it is The Good Place.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer for
that. Yeah, I've been interested in that myself.
I just saw two episodes of it. Apparently, they can't curse in it. Like, you're in a heaven, like, place. And in this place, everyone gets what they want, and everyone's a good person. Except for, of course, the main character. She was put there by mistake, and she should have been in, I don't know, the bad place.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not, and she's learning how to be a good person. And it's an interesting concept. Yeah. Like
little
not so much
different.
Not so much like the character types. I mean, that seems like a very generic. Oh, I need to fit in by being like good. I need to be a better person. But the whole idea of a story taking place in heaven.
Little did you know, at the end of the series, you find out that she actually is an HE double hockey stick.
Oh my God, she was in hell the whole time.
like Inception, right?
Yeah, it's an Inception. They Inceptioned us.
Man, I am going to be like livid if that actually turns out to be the ending.
I'm always afraid if a show's really good that's like Breaking Bad, like the last episode. Please don't let it be a dream. Please don't let him wake up and he's Hal from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, have you seen that though? Like that was an actual thing.
No, and that's funny. That's great. I'm always afraid that they're going to cop out and they're going to end up putting, oh, it was a dream the whole time. He was never in space.
Or oh no, I woke up in a mental hospital.
Yeah.
The door shuts and then the book closes. Like, ugh.
I was afraid of that with Mr. Robot as well. I'm just constantly afraid that if something's good, that it's going to end. You know what I mean?
Well, like, I'm always afraid that they're not going to wrap it up well. Like, I'm always afraid that we're going to get this, like, half-arsed, you know, garbage ending. Like, did you watch Dexter?
Yeah, no, that's where a lot of this fear comes from, because Dexter was a show that I watched growing up. I loved Dexter. It was so cool. Dexter this, Dexter that. He kills killers. He's neat. He justifies. But the ending episode made me afraid of every show that I like now.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. All right. So that's all the time we have for today. Jordan, would you like to wrap us up?
Okay, yeah. I hope you guys liked us. If you did, you can check us out on gsmcpodcast.com. That's a com, not a net. On top of that, we also have iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, just under a rock. We're everywhere. And like us on Facebook and on Twitter.
Yeah, we want to hear from you guys. So where are we right? Where are we wrong? Tell us. Talk to us. Be part of the conversation.
Yeah. Nice. It's like a VR thing. You could just put on your headphones and you're part of it. Like Dora the Explorer.
I guess it's like really cheap virtual reality. You have to pretend.
Dora the Explorer is cheap virtual reality. There's a lot of pretending that goes into that.
You know, back when back when Drew used to be the host for this show, he actually did an episode where he talked trash about Dora the Explorer.
I don't doubt it. He's an angry man.
All right, guys. Have a good one.